Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to Love is Life with Desalina. I'm so glad that we made it. For those that did not, sending good energy and prayers to the ones that did not make it to the new year. I hope that they were amazing. I hope that they were inspirational. I hope that they gave you drive and inspiration and just love and caring. I hope that you're able to take all that goodness with you into the new year. It is 2020, guys. We made it, 2020. When we think about 2020, we think about the eye doctor having a perfect vision. Well, let's talk about having that vision with love. Let's be able to see it, command it, set it off where it's going to come back. But before, let's get down to business.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
All right, so now that the business has been taken care of, again, you're listening to Love is Life with Desalina here on E-Water Radio. Thank you for tuning in this lovely Monday afternoon. If you don't know today is January 13th, just in case you got to write a check or send in some bills. So let's get into it. Today's topic, new year, new love. When we think about love, we're like, oh, I want to be romantically involved with someone. That's amazing. That's a good, an amazing goal to aspire to have. And we always want us to be able to have someone to love and want us back, right? We just don't want to have it on a one-way street because that's no fun. And we want to make sure that romance lasts. And sometimes on the road to love and romance, sometimes GPS will die along with that battery, along with that device. So this year, let's focus back to basics. Let's get to that Thomas guide for love. New year, new love. My question for today, how the new year has brought in love from many sources. Where's the source? Where are your sources? Have you found a new love for yourself? Have you found a new love for a new hobby? Have you rekindled an old love? I want to get nosy today. Did you expect it? Were you praying for it? Or were you waiting for that breakthrough for self-love? Because sometimes we get lost along the way, busy loving others, and we don't take time to love ourselves. Now, does that mean to be selfish and be like, ah, sucks for you? I'm on this road to love, this love quest. Well, let's get into it. Let's bite off one little bit at a time. So we know it always has to work with chemistry. People love to say, it was my favorite thing of hearing energy. Oh, your energy got to be right. Oh, I feel your energy. Oh, the tension is so thick you can cut it with a knife. Yeah, because energy does not lie. So speaking of energy, I fell in love or infatuated with this song, this artist, well, these two artists. Her name is Simi, featuring Fosh. And these artists are from Africa. I love to watch a lot of foreign films. My family knows it goes down. Bollywood, Nollywood, what's good in the hood, guys. So in hearing some of the songs on these soundtracks, I love the beat. Obviously, you know, that drum beat drops, hey, it's dance party time. But hearing good lyrics along with a good beat, oh, it's enjoyable. So, Simi featuring Falls, Chemistry. Check it out.
Ah, everybody seems to think they will be good together. everybody done the talk. They make you be my lover. But they don't even know if I'm your scrapple. I don't even know if I take your breath away. You don't even know my wildest dreams. Maybe it is all just chemistry. But I know I kind of maybe really do like you. Maybe me and you, we can try to do this love something. Maybe there's something there.
I know there's something.
And I know you kind of maybe really do like me. Maybe I could be your baby. We should start from things. Maybe there's something there.
I know there's something, babe. I know, say you like me. Your heart skip anytime I say nice things. Maybe with a shy sense. Maybe fate don't say we can't fight this. You they draw me, you be fine artists. We don't preach, maybe we should try practice. We could go slow, like say we jam traffic. If they want talk shit, make we buy a hard pick. When you step right through my door, I did wish I could huff that pinafore. With a neat swagger, we could kiss after. But they say your boyfriend is a street fighter. Yeah, that your smile from heaven, oh. You the dodge, trying to be careful, oh. But we still going round in circles, oh. If we don't try, we will never get to know. See as you find, you shine from head to toe. Feelings, they grow, but you scared to show. Mama suffer me, mama bear, oh. If they want time, it could give them a show.
And I know I kind of maybe really do like you. Maybe me and you, we can try to do this love something.
Something.
And I know you kind of maybe really do like me. Maybe I could be your baby. We should start from things. Maybe there's something there.
I know there's something, but if I'm too motivated, then stop me. I mean, they feel say lovey, they cussy. But I know it's not the same in your company. And this feeling is killing me softly. Me, I didn't want to be unruly. But everybody seems to want to talk to me. Even if me and you make the worst couple. If we know dates, well, you go cause trouble.
I know I said I wanted to be friends, oh. The truth is said, I will not pretend, oh. But maybe we can start again. Forget what did I tell you then. Do you feel the chemistry?
Something.
And I know you kind of maybe really do like me. Maybe I could be your baby. We just start from things. Maybe there's something there.
Babe, I know there's something.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Love is Life with Desalina. Me, Happy New Year again. Wow, so that was Simi featuring False. You can find them on, obviously, Instagram. If you want to be able to hear more amazing music, check out your music sources, such as iTunes, Tidal, what's the other one, Spotify, and you still have Pandora. Pandora is still around, from what I understand, and the mixes are very good. If you are looking to get more of African vibes, oh, let me tell you, I have this mix. I think I've been falling in love lately with just discovering new things, and I really enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it. I've been putting myself with some new ideas, or allowing myself to experience new ideas that others have given me. And I'm going to be honest, guys. Oh, my goodness. I was the no, no, no. No, I'm not trying this. No, I'm not doing that. No, I don't think that sounds safe. No, I don't think that's sanitary. It's just there are things that I just wanted to walk straight down the middle. I want my food exactly how I want it the last time I was here. I know I ordered the same thing every time I go to each and every restaurant, but I've vowed. I have to laugh because I think it's hilarious. I have vowed to create my own life bucket list. A lot of people will make bucket lists because they're on their way out or they want to do something. But I want to make a list to live. I have to change the narrative. And you will too. It's going to be amazing. So my playlist that I have on iTunes is called Africa Now. And oh, boy, oh, boy. The beats, the songs, the artists, lava, liquid lava. I really enjoy them. There's a lot of different types of songs. So it's a good genre selection in that playlist if you're with Tidal or whoever. Kind of type in the same thing, like African artist, African playlist, and then see if anything sounds modern, if you want to go to the modern side or if you want something traditional, yada, 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 figure it out, whatever your flavor you like, enjoy it. It's going to be great. Anyway, back to love, L-O-V-E. That's our whole vibe. That's our whole moment. We are about the moment of love. So let's get into it. What love sources have just showered you where you're like, oh, my, I prayed on it. I didn't think I was going to get this soon, or it hasn't come yet. So we're not going to take it for granted, because love comes in many forms, many fashions. I always say that love begins with honesty. Honesty builds respect, and then likeness grows into love. If you're looking at into internal love, I would say the same factors. We got to be honest with ourselves. Now, if we know we are not doing what we need to do health-wise, we got to be honest. We know we like those snacks. I'm a snack girl. Oh, goodness. I love some snacks. Oh, I love a chew, munch, crunch. It just feels good. However, if I know it's going to affect me health-wise, I have to be honest, I have to acknowledge, and I have to respect myself that I've done those things, and then I need to take the next step to do something about it. So that way I can love myself more. I need myself to be healthy. I need my body to do things that it could do 5, 10, 15, Lord, worked with me 20 years ago. So that way I can be healthy and I can love myself more. So if I'm loving myself, others can be able to love me too, because they can see I'm investing in myself. So if love is coming from multiple sources, have you been loving on your kids? Have you loved on your mates? Have you loved on your friends? Have you loved on your family? Or has it been the reverse, where people you wouldn't expect to just say, hey, I'm just sending you some love today. Isn't that amazing? Out of nowhere. I mean, just throwing hugs, sending goodbyes, sending good energy. I'm thinking about you. It's more than just words, because there's an action. Think about it. Years ago, we had to send things in a snail mail. When the email came out, tap, 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 send. That was that I'm thinking about you. If someone checked their messages. Now we can send it through a text. Or back in the day, we used to send a card thinking of you. We still have those in the section in the stores. But doesn't that feel good out of the blue? Someone says, hey, I'm thinking about you. Sending good vibes, sending good energy. It's nothing romantic unless you're hoping from someone that you are, romantically involved with or once was, where you can get on a good path. What if that love, that respect that came in and said, you know what, it's the new year, I'm trying to get on a good plane, I want to be able to right all my wrongs, and that one person that just stuck it to you last year, year before, some time ago, says, you know what, I want to make things right. So let's have a conversation over some coffee, some tea, or you know what, if you're not hungry, that's cool. Let's just be able to get full on forgiveness. Woo, you didn't think I was going to come with that one today, huh? Well, I did, and I'm bringing some more with me. What if? And if that's happening to you, let me tell you, allow someone to right their wrongs, because you don't want to hang on to that feeling knowing that they didn't, drag you like Linus drags that blanket on that cartoon. And if you're a little young and you don't know who that is, baby, look up Peanuts, Charlie Brown. They come around on Christmas and Halloween. Don't miss it. It's lit. But what if they're trying to say, they got to get off their chest. Hey, I'm sorry for what I did. Hey, I gotta make this right. Now, granted, proceed with caution, but at least allow the baby steps to happen. You don't have to be their best friend. You don't have to, let them put a ring on it, but allow them to say, to make their peace with you so you can then walk in peace, because forgiveness is everything. So sometimes we do things we don't realize we might be annoying the heck out of somebody, whether on purpose or subconscious. So if you can make that right with someone, do you know how your life can change in directions where you would just be better off to be able to clear the air? Do you know your weight will be lifted? You might look taller and thinner. I don't know. I think I look tall and thin when I can walk and free and make things put together. But what if? Has there been someone waiting to apologize, to make things right, and you just be like, nah, I don't want to hear what you got to say. You wrong with two left shoes trying to dance the salsa on the hip-hop beat. You wrong. Leave me alone, fool. But what if you just allow them to say, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry. Allow the healing. Allow it. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to everybody around you. You owe it to the people who you haven't even met. You owe it to your future on your path. We're making better people. We're making better selves, versions of ourselves. So allow that healing to take place. Now, what if this other source is romantic? You've been waiting to get that girl, waiting to get that guy. You just feeling yourself at any size you are. And they just happen to see you either on social media or just in the street. You at the store, you doing your little hiking, you got the basketball shorts on and would be yoga pants from Fabletics, looking, nice and right, everything's tight in the right place. And you just happen to see this person and you're like, OMG. Wowzer. Hey. And I'm like, man, you look amazing. How are you? Y'all chopping it up? Exchange number? What if that's no longer the one who got away? Maybe that's the one that's just been on the way to you, but you wanted it to be back then, and now is the right time. How do you proceed? Just make sure you got all your ducks in a row. You proceed with enjoying every moment. Take your time like any other relationship, and you just do what's best, and you have a good time. Safely, though. Don't just be out there wilding out, doing crazy stuff, but just with caution, and you enjoy yourself. That's the whole part of allowing love to take place, because you've done the work. You've done the list. We had the joy jars. We had the list of what can I work on, what do I like about myself, what's, where it's not really at. So we've done some stuff. We've done some work. But does that work continue? Of course. Of course it does. You just don't stop. That's like preparing to build a house. You got the foundation down, and you stop building. Like, oh, who needs walls? Everybody. So you want to make sure you continue to do the work. It creates to have better relationships, and you get a chance to be enjoyable. So since we talked a little bit about the one who got away, let's give us a song that helps us remind why he and she was so fine and why we wouldn't mind having a conversation over some coffee or tea. Here's Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
All right, welcome back, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed Erykah Badu back in the day. She is definitely one of my favorite artists. You can just listen to her and just, man, just be in the car, be anywhere, and just chill and enjoy her music and not have a care. You almost would get thrown off your schedule, really fooling around with Erykah because her music is so good. But she also makes good music where you can, if you have guests over, you can just have her playing, and almost everybody knows her music, young and old, and that's what makes it enjoyable too. My mom even enjoys her music, which I'm glad because I can play it in the car or wherever, and I don't have to hear complaining. So yay, yay, Erykah, thank you. All right, so back on topic, let's get into it. Love, new you, new year. So we discussed sources of love. We can be a source. Others can be a source. And there's many sources. So let's talk about how we experience some of those sources. Did you expect it? Did you pray for it? Were we waiting for something change to become better for us? How did this come about? So when I met my husband many years ago, oh gosh, it has been some years. Okay. So I was basically in prayer and meditation to create myself to just be better, to be a better person, to be a better parent, a better friend, a better daughter, a better cousin, a better niece, a better everything. And it wasn't, let me make this clear, it was not to be a people pleaser. I wanted to be enjoyed by others because I didn't have this weird vibe, weird energy, toxic. I didn't want to be toxic to others. I didn't want to have that same old song, oh, he get on my nerves, what did he do now, this, that, and the other, so on and so forth, because everybody has that one friend who just complains about things but not making a difference. It's kind of like where we hear people complaining about their health and they're doing nothing about it. Because sometimes we could be stuck in a place and we have no idea. Sometimes we can complain so much and we don't think that we're complaining because we're subconsciously stuck. So let's get unstuck. Let's call the AAA helper of love to get us out of that rut. It's a new year. We're not carrying that old crap from last year. And if we are, let's fix it. So on to my story. So I prayed, I meditated to become better, to be able to let go, to be able to be unchained to negativity and not be toxic. Because at one point, I believe I was toxic, whether if anyone was honest enough to tell me, I knew it. This is me acknowledging myself. Like sometimes I'm like, I know I could put that bag of chips and salsa down, because I want to get it to a dress or I want to get it to some pants. And then if I know I'm, you know, I'm going to eat 5, 6, 10 more, maybe half a bag, I'm not getting into that garment unless it stretches. And then if it does stretch, I want it to look good. Point is, I did the work. Here's another point. Did I continue to do the work? Not really. I'm going to be honest. Not really. So what can attract people to you when you're doing the work, when you stop, you can make them repel. Kind of like, think of mosquito spray. You spray the off, it repels mosquitoes. So when that toxic, when that drive or something that's unattractive to them can repel them. So we got to be careful. We got to continue to do the work. Is it hard? Yeah, because then you're doing something different because now you have a partner. So, or you're growing, you're still manifesting into what you want to be. So as a result, you have to work for something different. So as time went on, everything was good, everything's been good, but I know I was evolving. And with evolution, sometimes you can kind of grow a little different, and then you have to still meet up with your partner to say, okay, this is what I'm thinking of doing, this is what I've had to do to get there, and so on and so forth. Communication is number one, honesty, and acknowledgement. Because you have to communicate, and you have to be honest, and you have to acknowledge you have somebody. So when you're expecting to get someone, to get that love, to obtain a new hobby or a new career that you just so excited about, you still have to do the work to, once you're evolving, you still have to make sure this is what you want to do and it's workable and you're dedicated, because you just don't want to throw relationships away unless it's absolutely necessary. But you don't want to be thrown away either. And you don't want to push people away when it's something that you can do. I do know of a couple relationships where the person told them who they were in the beginning. As a result, it's on rocky ground. So what do we think that is not working? Communication, compromise, the acknowledgement's been there. Communication was displayed, but what do we do when that doesn't work? So that's going to be another topic. But we have to make sure we are honest with ourselves, what we want to do. So I expected the love that was coming to me. Did I know how soon, how late? Nope, not at all. But once I realized that it was here, oh, I was elated. I was happy. And it felt good, and it still feels good, but I still have to work at it. I still have to work on it to make sure I'm doing my part, that I'm doing the work, because I don't want to give it up. I don't see myself giving up, because I'm a fighter. I'm a go-getter. I'm awesome. I'll rock. I'm the ish. And yeah, I can say that, and it's not being conceited, but what it is just being amazing. Because I know I've done the work, and I mean it. And I love being in love, and I love being able to love others the way I would want to receive it. And I understand if it can't come back, but it's all good. So I've prayed not for God to bring me someone in my life to love me, but for me to be right within myself to be able to love others and to receive love. That's my story. It's simple. Also, who's been waiting for a breakthrough for love? It can be difficult. It can be challenging. It could be something really, really just exhausting, waiting and waiting and waiting. What is my breakthrough? What if your breakthrough, it's just really at your fingertips, and all you have to do is just hold on. So let's give you something fun to kind of groove to. Here is an artist from The Lion King, another African artist, which is fire. The song is called Jada. In tune, enjoy.
Begin you, nobody go rest you, nobody Watch out on the road, watch
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Desalina with Love is Like a, you know, Desalina. So, our topic today, New Year, New Love. What's good? What's been amazing? What do we need to do this year that we did different from last year to make sure we are on point, ready to rock and roll? So, we know that our love has come from different sources. We have also been a source. We also understand that either we expected this love to come in, or maybe it's been here and it's been re-fired, where it's been kind of simmered a little bit, the flame escalated, it is on and popping. We possibly could have been praying for a new love, just come in to be a good companion, a good friend, a good wife or husband, or just what we need at that moment. In that moment, we want it to last for a long time. We just don't want it to be a moment. We want something that's lasting because we're good for it. We also want that respect to come with it, where we can be at our best. And I love it. So today, I was on Instagram, and I love memes. I enjoy them. They're funny. They're cool. A lot of good things that they can be for me at the time. So today, as I'm thinking about you guys, I saw this quote where it says, excuse me, sometimes the love of your life comes after the mistake of your life. And we can interpret that to, or apply it to many things. It doesn't always have to be people. What if you've been on your job for 10 years and you're like, oh, I can't stand working here. You like your coworkers or you don't like your coworkers. The pay is good, it's decent, but it is not where your heart is. It is just to pay the bills, keep the roof over the head, put food in your belly to just do all those, you know, wonderful things that we need to be able to function, especially if you're in the state of California, around the LA area, because it's hard living here. It's tough. So we know what all that can be. And it just can be very, very difficult. So it's one where, you know, we're just trying to figure it out. But it's not always a person. It could be anything. It could be anything. Sometimes I made a mistake going into a field where it's like, why am I here? And you say, you know what? Let me do something different. Let me get to where my passion is, where I know I can be a great asset to this field. I can really make it happen. Or you find a different position in your company that you're in, and you're like, you know what? I can do that over there. I can be great at it. I've practiced. I've had experience. Let me apply. Let me do what I can do, what I know I can do. That's giving yourself love. It's giving yourself motivation. You are telling yourself, I'm going to show you this is what's going to happen. And that's amazing. Do you know what that's called, guys? A breakthrough. Because you're not settling. You're ready to rise to the next tier of your life. And you don't want to start this year off with regret. You don't want that stuff. You don't want to be caught up in feelings where you wish you hadn't. And you didn't do anything about it. Start doing stuff. Start making yourself available for opportunities. And here's another thing I have to check myself on. And sometimes I was scared to move. I was scared to walk. I was scared to make things happen because I like things consistent. I didn't want to go to the next level. I didn't want to do certain things because I was afraid. So what that taught me, fear is not your friend. fear holds you back. Some people, it works for them. Others, it does not. It does not work well with me. And I have to say, you know what? You're not my friend, fear. So you got to get on. You got to get on down the road. So I have to kick fear out of my space. So by doing that, I have to jump, leap, step, run, dance on the road to opportunity to get to the next level. And that's just me. But you too will find the courage to say, I'm ready for the next. But once you pray or manifest, meditate, put that out in the air, in the opening, this is what I need you not to do. A lot of times we make these mistakes where we want all this good stuff and it's coming and we're like, ah, I can't do it. And we start making excuses. No more excuses, guys. Can't make champions built on excuses. Say yes. Don't be afraid. Now, granted, if it's something like, oh, I'm going to go eat it, sign up for a hot dog eating contest, gratefully decline that. I don't think that's something you want to do. Unless you really admire and enjoy hot dogs, then, you know, good luck, brother or sister. But if it's something where it's going to help you become just to level you up to the next level, take it. Take the opportunity. Don't be afraid. Take, you know, at least take the opportunity, get in there, and if it's something you're saying, you know, I think I bit off a little bit more than I can chew, well, take a step back, start taking smaller bites, and rock it. You don't have nothing to lose, nothing, but to experience the game and be able to level yourself up, because when you look back, you'll be surprised how far you got. And that's the beautiful thing of that. So I'm going to play Beyonce, Bigger. That way I can give you a little bit of extra motivational love. Stay tuned.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe, not just some words in the Bible verse. You are the living word. Ah, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your essence and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you be the tree. On the fruit that was given to me. Legacy. We're part of something way bigger. Bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. Legacy. Oh. You're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming throughout actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in ya, and you're gonna run. You're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger.
again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy. We're part of something way bigger.
Well, well, well. If you guys don't understand how amazing you are, Beyonce has told you that you are part of something that's bigger. I'm going to tell you all year. I'm going to tell you as much as my voice can allow, as much as I can pronounce the word bigger, pronounce the word awesome, pronounce the word amazing, pronounce any word that will give you inspiration to be a better you. And not just because it's a good label, but I want it to be who you are. Anybody can wear a label. Anybody can give themselves pronouns and adjectives and all this other stuff, description words that don't even make sense, that can't even be applicable to who you are and what you want to be and who you're becoming. Here, I just recently learned how they did fake grub marks on chicken. Literally, no lie, it's almost scary. So, I want you guys to manifest, speak it into existence. There's power in words. We understand that because words have attacked us. And I'm going to say us, because we've all been put down by somebody. We've all been spoken negatively by someone, whether our actions meet their description or not, based on their imagination of what or who we are. As some experience with someone else, they either will have a positive or negative or neutral opinion about who we are, whether they like us or not. Oh, she cute, but she ain't all that. He cool, but it was nothing special. Well, what if I wasn't for you to be something special too? And that's okay. I laugh because everyone thinks that they have to be a star in everyone's eyes. No, we don't. And that's the beauty of it. We can be calm. We can be mediocre. We can be chill in our space. And it's not just a safe zone, but it's a cool zone. And it feels good because we're okay. We are acknowledging who we are, and we're loving ourselves in that space, in that position, with our legs crossed, sipping some tea and lemonade, and it's a good feeling, child. So if you haven't had a good cup of tea or some lemonade, I suggest you go get some. Yeah, go get that. Simply, that's one of my enjoyable brands, one of my favorites. Anyway, breakthrough. Make a list. Where do you see yourself? Forget that 5-year stuff, because it takes small steps to get to that 5-year. Let's do every quarter. Where do you see yourself in March? Where do you see yourself in June? Where do you see yourself in September? And how many goals have you made it to by December? That topic, or that, I would say, that journey will be called Who Are You? Who are you? And it's not, oh, I want to have all this money. That's cool, because you're going to have some more problems. But some may be good, some may be bad. So be careful what you really want, what you want to ask for. If you want money, make sure you have someone who is helping you run your money. You want to boss up? Well, take some boss classes. Get some boss training. So you could be that boss. And I hope to see it. I hope the people who I know, I hope to see you. I want you to boss up. I want you to level up, because it's all about it. Can you be a spiritual boss? Yes. Not only be a financial boss. Some people that are bossing up, some of them are takers. They eat well. And then you have the bosses that are givers. They sleep well. So figure out what type of boss you want to be. And then there's bosses that are in the middle. They give, they take, they distribute, they make it work. So I want you guys to figure out how in who you're going to become. This year, the vision is clear, 2020. What do you see in yourself? How much love do you see in yourself? I see a lot. I see a lot of love in you. Unfold the layers to expose the best you, the best love, the best boss, the best wife, the best husband, the best kid, the best student, the best teacher. I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me here. I enjoyed this time. My time is now concluded. Check back with me in a couple weeks. Let's talk some more. See you later, guys.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.